in the question and answer section. I know a lot of us, we've gained so much from the workshop classes that was just concluded. So please, we encourage you right now. Please, our ushers and protocol officers, please assist us. If you know you have a question, generally and arising from the workshop section or the workshop classes, please, we want you to step forward. Just step forward to my front here. If you have a question generally arising from the workshop classes just concluded, please just walk up to my front here, directly in front of me. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Quickly now, we are going to be introducing our question and answer panelists who are going to be assisting us this morning for this particular section. First on my list is a lady with a great wealth of experience, and she holds a PhD in petroleum geochemistry from the University of Newcastle in the United Kingdom. She has an extreme work experience in environmental management and examination, and currently works in consultation with the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, the NNPC Limited. Please join me with the joy of Jesus in your heart as I make welcome a great woman, Dr. Mrs. Timi Oriaku. Dr. Mrs. Timi Oriaku, please, you are welcome. You're welcome, ma'am. Next on my list is a professor of animal physiology and artificial insemination, University of Benin. He is involved in research and development that has made both national and international impact. He's also a group supervisor, a student counselor with passion for the total development of the youth. Please, participants, join me with the joy of the Lord in your hearts as I make welcome one of our own, Professor Moses Omoyaki. Thank you, Pastor. Next on my list, I make welcome a medical physician, a scientist known for innovations in clinical research, training, and capacity building. In the year 2020, during the heat of the COVID-19, he co-invented a virtual research clinic during the pandemic and recently invented the scientific virtual clock to promote medical research. He's an inventor and a scientist well known both nationally and internationally in the medical field. Please join me as I make welcome Dr. Gordian Ike Chidozie. You're welcome, sir. Next on my list, and the last man for the panel, will make welcome a wonderful first-class student from the Department of Foreign Languages, French. He's an award-winning French scholar, a champion, the founder and managing director of Monsieur David French Institute. He's the founder of the La Communion des Saint Intellectuals, a French NGO, which is an evangelistic, humanitarian, and strategic vision well known for French translations and dishing out the gospel in French language. It will interest you to know that he's also a member of the Deeper Life Bible Church and is an honorary global citizen recognized by the UNESCO. Please let us make welcome Dr. Nehemiah David. You are welcome. Thank you very much. Please, as we all know, The master key of knowledge is its persistence of frequent questioning and information gathering. So right now, we are going to take questions from the participants standing right in front of us here. So as you ask your questions, our panelists are going to throw more light and give answers to your concerns. Thank you very much. Please, we'll take our first on among those standing there. Please, you just introduce yourself. You say your name. Tell us your name. And then you ask your questions very quickly, please. Very quickly.
Good morning, sir. I'm Enoch Christophe by name. I have a question I want to ask about being an unstoppable champion, since that's what we're looking at. And we'll be told about various factors that actually will stand as a hindrance to being an unstoppable champion. One of them is saying low self-esteem and all that. But this, I want to ask, what if the particular factor standing before you is like a leader or a father, someone around you that is trying to be a hindrance? I'll give an example, sir. Maybe you have this young person, an undergraduate, who is trying to learn a skill or do one thing or the other, and the parents are saying, no, don't do that at all. It's school we ask you to do at this point. This is what we say you should do and all that. And other ones, personally, I've come across a situation in 2021 that I launched a particular platform which really helped my life, actually. But at a point, I had someone like a leader who had given a command for me to end that. But by God's grace, I used the means I could. And that really bring a defining factor in my financial life, actually, sir. So me, I'm now asking for myself and some other persons, when you come across a situation like this, and it is your leader or someone who is like a father to you, that is standing, like being a factor that will make you not to excel as you should be at that time. Sir, please, what do you do?
Thank you very much. Please, we'll call on Professor Omoyaki to throw more light on that. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. When we say unstoppable champion, it means there are oppositions. Definitely there are factors that will try to stop you. And that is why we are taking, or we have taken this workshop. I'll take it quickly in two parts. Sometimes somebody is seeing what you are not seeing, and so he's trying to counsel you against what you're about to do. Remember that what is invoked today may not apply in a few years' time. And so some people may just see it that way. And so you need to listen. You need to listen. It's not that the person is just trying to stop you. You listen, look at it properly, take the counsel, and put the things together. However, if somebody is deliberately stopping you from doing what you think you want to do, I think that is a different angle. So you go forward. You keep up. Praise the Lord. However, you can also see your leaders, those who you think know better. It's not just enough to just give you a general answer from here. If you know you are very convinced, you can see leaders who have gone ahead and they will give you a better counsel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, we'll take our next question from a sister. Please, any sister on the queue there. Please, we want to take question from a sister. Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm Success O'Leary. My question is, maybe as a person, you have a dream of becoming something great in future, like a gospel musician, a gospel singer. But maybe due to the background you came from, there's no money to start something big, maybe go to the studio and all that. And you decided to start from the church, like singing, praising God, releasing some things in the church that would touch lives. But the leaders in your church refuse you from doing that. Like, let me say, a choir mistress, you go to the person and ask and confided in the person and explain what you want to do in the church. Maybe if there's any special program, you want to sing. And the person said, no, Deeper Life is not doing that. We don't need that here. Just follow the rules. And you find out that that person is actually killing your dreams. The person does not want you to explore. So in such a situation, what should you do?
Thank you very much. We'll take that question to Dr. Chidioze.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the ministry, the way the ministry is structured, and I'm happy with that question. I have a personal experience where I felt I had talents or something I would like to share with the world, and someone ahead of me says, no, you can't do that. Now, the ministry has the singing ministry, and we have people who are experienced, and those who already know the do's and don'ts in gospel ministry. When you have a leader before you, we have always told our people, when you have any issue or counsel, go to those who are not just spirit-filled, but experienced. Here in Impact, or in this crusade, we have people who are experienced in singing. And those who are experienced in singing, some of them have experienced singing in the world before they came to the church. So if you have such a challenge, what you need to do is to connect with your head of singing or the chorister leader. He will connect you with other brethren so they will share the experience and guide you. And they will also let you know whether your ministry requires you to go beyond the church. But I want to ask you, have you met any of your local leaders in choir or regional leaders? And if you have met them, I think they have wealth of experience to guide you to know whether you are meant to be a public gospel minister or a minister in the church. But I'm sure that the choristers that are here are also fulfilled. What the next thing I want to say is that there are things that you need to learn in singing. You're not singing to entertain. So as you are growing, you want to ask yourself, what is the purpose of going out there? Is it to entertain people, make money, or is it to glorify God? That people sing, people also make noise. The songs you hear, to the most majority of them, is what we call noise. But you want to sing for impact. And here in the church, if this is your ultimate purpose, then your purpose should guide how you want to go into fulfilling your dreams. So your purpose in the church to impact lives. Our choir here, if I ask them, they will say, yes, they are impacting lives. I hope, choristers, I'm speaking your mind. Are you impacting lives globally? So if your purpose is impact lives and not to show yourself, not to make quick money, then the church has potentials, experts, and experienced people to guide you. I don't know whether you understand. Let me ask you this question before you go. Have you asked any of our experienced leaders in singing?
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm one of the choirs in my district. So maybe on Thursday or Monday, or if there's any program, I'm appointed to lead choruses in the church. And maybe I tell my choir mistress that, okay, can we start from worship at least to make to bring down the Holy Ghost in the church? And she said, no, just go straight to praises and go on and leave that place. So sometimes it will not even be in my mind to do it again, because that is not what. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I believe that every leader is anointed and every leader has experience. So if you go for counsel, Bible says the multitude of counsel there is safety. You could also go to, and most churches have leaders. Yeah, there are pastors. Majority of our pastors here have been in the singing ministry. You could get to your district pastor. But let me ask you one more question. Have you been watching songs from the nations and songs from our brethren from DLCF, Lagos, and other places? Have you been inspired by their songs? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Now let me ask the congregation, whether you're listening from online or from the Alpha location, Can you compare the impact, everybody say impact.
Impact.
Can you compare the impact of the song since the GCK and the songs you've been hearing outside? Which one is more impactful? Everybody? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pastor. Please, we'll take our next question from the young professionals, please. Any young professional there? Any young professional there? Please, let's take our question from there. Please, when you introduce yourself, tell us your name and from what category you're coming from, whether the young professionals or the campus or the secondary school students. Thank you.
Good morning, sir. My name is Mike Jome. I want to ask a question from the topic. I'm coming from main campus, AU. I want to ask a question from the topic generating ideas. So I wanted to have the real understanding that is it a thing when one have an idea of doing something, but he or she his parents are not in support of the ideas, and the person exhibits the ideas. Is he a sin?
Thank you, Will. Please, can you ask that question again?
I said I wanted to know whether it is a sin if one have a good idea of doing something, but he or she, his parents are not in support of their ideas.
Who is not in support?
His parents. The person's parents is not in support of their ideas.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Please, Dr. Timmy would like you to address that question.
Okay, thank you. That's a good question. In terms of having ideas, and you've shared such ideas with your parents, and they're not in support, our parents are there to guide us. We also have our leaders as well, just like we've heard from prof here talking about our leaders out here to, you know, guide you, whatever idea you have. You have not really shared with us what idea it is, you know, but whichever you are not clear about the idea. So if the idea comes, you know, to an understanding of someone to say this will lead someone astray or it's not going to help you in the future, definitely you will have people who have gone ahead of you. Your parents are there watching out for you, you know, and they know every step you take, what it can amount to. Nobody wants their son or daughter to stumble. And so if your idea is not, you know, going in line with, if they are believers, they know the word of God and they want to guide you in the way of God, but you have an idea that may push you off track or may take you into the world, that may not fly for a godly parent. Especially there are some things you want to do, and they say, if this son of mine gets into this, there is a tendency that it may not succeed. Success is not just about having fame, money. Success is having the substance of God still in you. That every step of the way with your idea, you still have God there. You have God guiding you. So any success that will push you off track, we talk about music now. And then we have heard recently of someone who started in the church, but now was maybe psyched up by people to say, you can go global. You can be the superstar. And now left the covering of the church, where he's guided in principles and precepts and with discipline as well. And then went into the outer world. And they're in the outer world with the musical studios, with telling them this is what you have to do to be popular. You see, his life was short-lived. Many of us know that story. And so whatever idea you have, if you have godly parents, and thank God we have our teachers and our leaders that are here, and they say, no, this thing you are doing will lead you astray. Many of us also know about Whitney Houston, who also started in the church, but we knew how she ended. And so there are some things your parents are there to guide you. So if you want to go further, you have leaders here, you can come talk one-on-one with us. Let's know that idea and let us also guide you. But no parent would want, you know, a good idea to be squashed or not supported. That idea must be the one that will keep you in the Lord and having that wonderful success that is of God. Praise God.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Timmy. That was a powerful answer. Please, we're going to take our next questions from the secondary school. Secondary school student. Junior or senior secondary?
Good morning, sir. I'm Isaac. My question is,
that for some people that are introvertic and they notice that their talents need them to relate with others for them to succeed. So how do those people do? Because of that, their introvertic nature.
Dr. Nehemiah, we will need you to help us answer that question.
Praise the Lord. As a student, as you are, who have discovered you are having, you know, you are an introvert, and your dream demands that you become perhaps an extrovert. Well, it's a natural thing. Yes, it's a biological thing. But we, over the years, we have discovered that extroverts can be transformed, introverts can be transformed to extroverts. Yes. And one of the ways you can do this is that, first of all, you open up to a counselor. And then by so doing, you open up to your teacher. You let your teacher know your dream, your parents know your dream, your pastors, your leaders in the church, let them know your dream. And one of the ways your being introverts can be transformed to being an extrovert is that your teacher, now perhaps in the classroom, gives you a task and makes you the head of that particular task. You are not used to public speaking. But when your teacher or your teacher in church or in school, when they see that you are passionate about this, what they do is that they give you a team and they make you the head. By so doing, you are forced to bring out that potential in you. And then with practice, with time, the thing in you, the giant, becomes to unveil. And then you are getting used little by little. Yes, of course, you know that, you know, little drops of water makes mighty ocean. By the time you are getting exposed, that spirit of being quiet, of being on your own, staying in your comfort zone, will begin to get out of your life. And then you trust God. Of course, you need to pray. And when you pray, prayer facilitates the rapid transformation from being an extrovert to becoming an extrovert, from being an introvert to becoming an extrovert. And by so doing, you are capable. Like some years ago, I was very shy. I used to be an indoor person. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to do presentations in my class. Of course, I started one day. And then from that time, I started to grow. And by the grace of God, I am where I am today. So you too can be what you desire to become. Thank you.
For Dr. Nehemiah, thank you very much, sir. Please, we'll take two more questions. We want to have a sister now. Please, any lady there? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Gift Dennis. During my secondary school days, I have this friend of mine that his dream is to be an art student. And when he graduated from junior secondary, just for him to further to senior secondary, his dad said over his dead body that any of his child will be in art class. And this boy's passion is to be art. The boy do write, draw. And immediately after his secondary school education, for the boy to further, when I asked him, are you not going to further? He said, no, that it's just like he wasted his time in his secondary. So in a situation like this, how can I advise the boy? Since the dad has killed the boy ideas, he has killed the boy goal, the boy dream, how can this boy start again? Don't just...
Thank you very much. Please, we'd like Dr. Ike Chidioze to address that question.
Excellent question. Now, I'm going to use an acronym. You have STEM. What is STEM? Can anybody tell me? Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Now, I say I'm an inventor, so I decided to invent what they call a STEM. What is A? Art. Now, we have seen in medicine, in engineering, and recently we are finding the usefulness of art in diagnosing cancer. We have found the therapeutic or the healing effect of drawing in medicine. People have gone to world museums
to get psychological help from arts, from drawing. Now, if you don't call it a STEM, you call it STEMA. That is STEMA. Art is important in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And yeah, thank you for that clap. Now let me tell you, thank you. Now, what it means is that as a scientist, what I do is that I love drawing, and when I design the virtue clock, that's an artistic representation of professional values. If you go online, just click on Virtue Clock YouTube. I found out that my students were able to connect to research integrity or professionalism in science by visualizing the clock. And instead of using the normal clock, 12, 3, 6, 1, they will see patience, long-suffering, courage, transparency, and that's art. Is it not art? But they're able to use the normal clock and then connect with professionalism. Now, I also invented what we call the Lassa Fever GIS Museum. That in Edo State, we know about Lassa Fever. Now, people hear about Lassa Fever, but most of the studies are inside journal books. So I created a museum where you could see the rats, could see other pictures, and appreciate why the disease is killing people. Now, apart from that, during my medical years, I found some medical students that we are drawing. In fact, recently we have a medical student, maybe he's watching online, that has changed so many foreign pictures to black images. Now, during my medical school as well, most of the books I used were illustrated. You know, look about anatomy, illustrated physiology, illustrated. I love arts. I love pictures. Now, maybe that's why you asked the question. So tell your friend that art is the king of science. Just like math is the queen of science. So art is the king of science. And tell him or her not to give up. Unstoppable champion, diversify. Now, have you seen water before? Yes, you have seen water. W-A-T-E-R. Now, if water goes through a pathway, what happens when the water meets an obstacle? It creates tributaries. Now, tell that student that there's no field of endeavor specialty that doesn't require arts. And so he can become the best of the best. In medicine, we need artists. In engineering, well, you know, you cannot design any road or street. Even this stage was designed by an artist. True or false? Is there anything here that does not show you that the importance of arts? Lose him and let him go. Is it science or art? Thank you. So, everything in life cannot, nothing in life can do without art. So, tell him to broaden his mind or her mind and adapt his or her artistic skills to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You understand? Thank you.
Please put your hands together for that wonderful answer. Put your hands together. Thank you very much, Doctor. Please, we'll take one more question. One more question. From the campus, please. From the campus.
Good morning, SARS.
Good morning.
My name is Maxine Obeko, and this question has been bothering me for a long time now. Even I have some kind of discussion with my dad, but I'm not still yet convinced. The question goes like this. I'm born again and convinced and vowed to follow Jesus, but I still smoke weed a few times, which is barely, letting it not take over my mind to do evil. Instead, I have good thoughts and actions, like praising God with Christian truth songs. If no condemnations in my heart, is it still a sin that it will hinder me from going to heaven?
Please, Pastor Professor Omoyake, please, just quickly. We have very few minutes.
Can you put your poem into a simple question? So that
like, just ask a question.
If there is no condemnation in my heart when somebody do smoke weed,
yes.
Can that prevent someone from going to heaven?
Going to heaven is not a matter of condemnation or not a condemnation. The Bible told us that there are people whose conscience have been seared. If you take an action repeatedly becomes a norm. Is that okay? You repeatedly carry out an action, and then you become comfortable. Originally, you have condemnation, and then you continue, you repeat it. Over time, you become used to it, and so it becomes a normal life. So going to heaven is not a definition of condemnation and not condemnation. It's a definition of your relationship with Christ. Giving your life to Christ.
Yes.
And when you give your life to Christ, everything is surrendered. You leave everything on the altar. And that is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. There must be an old and a new. Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, that's much we can take for now. We are very sorry that we cannot take all the questions. Please, all our panelists, in 15 seconds, just give us a closing remark. Dr. Timmy, please.
Impact! So excited with all the topics we've heard.
I know we had that one that talked about overcoming the grasshopper mentality. And there's so other, I know there was one that talked about the missions, where you go abroad, being available for God. You are unstoppable. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Go out for all the opportunities. You can do it. Because here in this church, here is an enviable brand of excellence. Amen? Our Papa here in the Lord is here and is going to be coming out with the word of life. Just grasp everything you can. Make use of them, and your life will never remain the same in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just to say that you can become what you want to become if you decide, and that is why you are here. Not to take our time. I'm sure by the time you leave this place today, just listening, you'll become unstoppable. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chidiose.
If you want to be unstoppable, think big. Talent. H is what? Honesty. I, integrity. Nice, be nice to people. K, knowledge. Then what is big? Books. Everybody say books. If you want to be unstoppable, read books. Then I, in-depth reading, in-depth knowledge. Then you cannot do with what? What's the last word there? What's the last alphabet? G, God. If you want to be unstoppable, singing, art, or whatever, you cannot do without God. Think big.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nehemiah.
Impact. Impact. Yes, my word for you today is that we have had almost everything. We still have a lot to hear. Do not give up. What did I say? Yes, you may not be what you want to be today, but tomorrow you will surely be where you desire to be. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Please, can we put our hands together for our panelists as they take their leave now? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless you. Quickly, we are going to be moving to our next on our program. And we're going to be having our variety section. Now, we understand that the impact started as the Global Youth Convocation in January 2022, and it's been confirmed.